Chapter 17. I felt as if the whole world was about to end. This was it, wasn't it? My head was spinning, and it also hurt like hell. I couldn't even think about the possibility of losing the kids. I took a seat in a brown leather wing chair in Judge Dwyer's spacious chambers. The wood paneling in the office was supposed to give off warmth and a feeling of security, but I didn't feel in the least bit secure, and the air conditioning had the room freezing cold. Kit entered the crowded room, searched me out, and came over and took my hand. Finally, Judge Dwyer arrived, followed by the court stenographer. The doors were shut with a bang. "I've called you together," Judge Dwyer immediately began, "because I want to let you know my decision in advance. That way you can tell the children privately." I almost couldn't breathe. I squeezed Kit's hand harder as I looked up at him, and he kissed my hair. I couldn't help thinking about what an absolutely terrific guy he was. I brought my attention back to the judge. He was talking about the experimental laboratory that the kids called the school. "I read the reports on what happened at the school, that horrifying lab that defies description, and my mind nearly rejects the words. Had experiments been conducted on rabbits or chimpanzees, I could cite chapter and section finding criminality in the heinous way the victims were treated. But the crimes that have been committed against these children bear no resemblance to science and medicine as it has ever been practiced, even in the darkest ages of human understanding." There was a sob from across the room. It came from Anthea Toronto. She looked as though she couldn't take any more. Others in the room burst into tears. Judge Dwyer continued.